Well, welcome, everyone. What a great day. Welcome,
yes.
Devo.
Yes.
There you are. You're sitting there.
Yes. I barely here I am again.
Great to have you with us, Devo. Yes. What a great season. It's always awesome to be able to talk about things that really make an impact in our lives. And a lot of times those subjects can be controversial, which is never
especially
the platform that I look for in the sense of trying to be controversial. Mm-hmm. But if speaking the truth and shedding some light on things that gives us an understanding ruffles the feathers of maybe some religious mindsets or people, you know, just people that like myself, like yourself, that just believed into a certain ideology that wasn't as scripturally sound as you thought it was, and then God reveals and you start walking in the truth. There are a lot of people like that today. I believe there are a lot of people
good
watching
people.
Today.
Good people.
God-loving,
wonderful people.
God-fearing
people. Yes. Yes.
Just like you, just like I was.
Yes.
But a little bit misled by tradition and religion and just maybe throwing things over to what seemed like the simplest side you could throw the weight over on in order of instead of just, you know, figuring out where this thing goes and does this weight belong in my life? Is this a part of my life? You know, should I sweep this out of my life or under the rug? You know? So you just kind of cleaning house and doing some pruning like the word says that God does and getting down to
deeper
what the
understanding.
Truth is. Here's a great thing that I've found where we're about to go, because you already mentioned to me a little bit in brevity what you want to talk about. When you know the truth, joy comes. And in the truth, you always see Christ. The weight always gets lighter. He said, my burden is easy, my yoke is light. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. So you find a lightness when you begin to listen to the truth. So I pray today, and let's pray. Father, I pray that the hearts and the minds of your people today, those that love you and seek you, those have been having battles and maybe feel that they've been encountered or encountering devils and demons and challenging times in their life and trying to figure out what's going on. God, I pray for clarity today. Pray that you open our hearts and our minds. Let me and let Devo, let us be a voice, your voice in the earth to declare your will and your word, your kingdom come, your will be done. Pray for the hearts and the minds of people, the listeners, Lord, that they will be attentive to hear and that your spirit will quicken them to the truth. And God, they will have more freedom in you than they've ever had. And that they will say, I know the truth and the truth has made me free. And God, that you receive all glory and honor. It's because you deserve it. You're God, you're good, and you're with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a lightness in knowing the truth. And when you hear the word of God, even if it's pruning, even if it's in a corrective way, for the word of God is for correction, instruction, where it tells us this, there's still, even though you feel corrected, there's still a you feel like you learned something. You gained some knowledge. You've gained some power, some tools, some talent, as it will, or skill to be able to have more authority, more victory, more peace in your life. And so regardless of how the word comes, it comes with healing.
Yes.
It lightens the weight.
Yes.
And it gives us a sense of God's presence. And really, that's what we need. You know, the garden, Adam and Eve just, when they were aware of God's presence, all was good.
Yeah.
There was no nakedness.
Yeah.
There was no shame.
Amen.
All was good. So
let's
get clothed in the glory of God.
You can go to the chiropractor to get corrected.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Something's off.
Snap, pop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen those videos when they're doing all the correction, the chiropractor? Some of them are funny because you got the chiropractor going,
I've had my neck. Yeah, I've had that, whatever that is.
And then you
feel
go,
like, right, what
you
if they,
go something like,
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, are they going to go too far?
Yeah.
But it feels better.
It feels better.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
So, you know, let's feel better today.
Yes.
I want everybody to feel better, but I want them not only to feel better, but to know better.
Yes.
And that's why we're here. So I'm going to let you go ahead and pose your question.
You know, off camera, we were talking about this, some of the videos. There's tons of videos out there. You see people casting out devils. You even see them, some really distorted things happening with people. And you could tell there's something going on with that person.
Right.
And even as far as people, right, talking to a demon and the demon talking back, What is going on there? Take us through that. What is happening in this casting out of a devil and the communication and the talking with a, not the devil, but a demon? What is that? What's going on?
Well, that could be a huge canvas, mm-hmm. Require a really big brush, mm-hmm. and a lot of brush strokes. I mean, in who knows in what scenario, who's doing what, mm-hmm. you know, what's real, what's not real.
Yeah.
So that would be, I haven't seen any of those videos or certainly not in a long, long time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're out there. Mm-hmm. And I've certainly, let me put it like this. I've experienced that early on in the church. So yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
And you know, there's some things that really happen. There's some things that are feigned, you know, for various reasons today,
yeah.
especially on social media, whatever gets an eye.
I agree.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know what
all
that is.
I saw a video of some guy in Africa walking on air, and it was bad.
Well, I felt like I've walked on air sometimes when the anointing of God is there, and it's just, yeah, that would be a really deep well to try and figure out,
yeah.
you know, what's what and who's who, because yeah. I don't know. So who's doing what?
Based on what we've experienced yeah. and what you've seen.
Well, so I think the question, I think what we're asking is, do those things really happen?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a real side to mm-hmm. people who are possessed and
right.
being cast out? Well, Jesus cast demons out of a guy. We talked about this, I think, in the last podcast that was noted as being possessed with a legion
yeah.
of demons. So, yeah, people could be and mm-hmm. have been. We're also talking pre-New Covenant.
Right.
We have a New Covenant, and that really changed the demographics and the world of what the devil did and didn't do because of what people believed, and there's no freedom. I mean, think of life without Christ and salvation and the redemption.
Right. You know,
we have the old law and the old right. covenant, which in the day of the old law and the old covenant, that was God's will for them to follow. It says, the word says it was like a teacher, mm-hmm. A schoolmaster mm-hmm. leading you mm-hmm. to a place where you could receive, hear, know the truth, and also know how detrimental the nature of sin could be.
Okay. Yeah.
So do we read in the Word where Christ cast out demons and the disciples? Absolutely.
Hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, was that a reality? Could it be a reality? Absolutely. If this is what the Word teaches us, and I'm going to refer back to Peter. Peter surrendered himself to an idea
right.
where Jesus acknowledged him verbally as being Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know he wasn't Satan, but we know that he was acting like, and he was talking like. So, I mean, in some way, and you could say, well, this is reaching. Well, but just hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Peter says something, and Jesus says, get behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was Peter doing? Did he have evil intentions? I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that many people would see that he had an evil intent regarding Jesus. He didn't want Jesus to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus had a lot deeper vision
right.
for him. So the devil can speak through people in a lot of ways without mm-hmm. even being present.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
so was he talking to Peter, or was he talking to the devil behind Peter? Was he talking to a mindset? Who was he talking to? I never thought about this until yeah. now. Who is he talking to?
He's addressing Peter specifically because Peter's the one that pulls him aside and rebukes him. And then mm-hmm. Jesus looks at Peter and tells him, get behind me. Now, we know this because he says, you're savoring the things that be of men and not of God. He said, I came into the world for this very purpose. So he's rebuking Peter.
Hmm.
He's also rebuking the devil.
you throw a twist in there for
because,
me. Go for it. Go for
because
it.
Because yes. what he's saying, because we know Peter wasn't Satan,
mm-hmm.
what he's saying is
right.
this is what the devil would say
gotcha.
If he were standing here.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yes.
So again,
that's beautiful.
Anybody can be the devil. Jesus mm-hmm. made that clear in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be the devil. He called people demons, mm-hmm. Vipers.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just a way of trying to say something. It was mm-hmm. a way of identifying the nature
mm-hmm.
of what evil, demon, devil
mm-hmm.
is.
Everyone could be a devil, the devil. There's a difference.
There's only one devil that was cast
right.
out of heaven. Cast out, disempowered.
Right.
So he can't be every place all the time.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And he certainly didn't want Jesus to go to the cross because he told Peter, you sound like the devil, telling me not to do it. And Jesus said, no man does this. I'm doing the will of the Father. So we have a lot of scripture saying that. But people can be possessed. Here's something in the Word.
Give it to us.
Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. Okay? This is death. This is hell. This is the grave. This is the devil. This is sin. This is disobedience. This is everything.
Carnal minded.
Death. Comes from a carnal mind.
Carnal mind.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah.
Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity
against God.
What did Peter say? Far be it from you.
Right.
What did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan.
Right.
Why? You're carnally thinking. You're savoring the things of a natural mind.
Yeah.
So you're an enemy of God right now
in
what you're saying.
Wow.
Okay? Same as the devil. There really is no difference. There is a devil. So you line up, the worst murderer the two of the worst murders. Let's do five of the worst murders, and they're all in prison. One has been in prison longer than the rest of them. So which one is worse? just because he's been around longer.
He's been doing it the longest.
Yeah, he's been doing it the longest, but he's gotten older now. He's locked up. It's evil is evil.
Yeah.
Wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Acting like the devil is acting like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's not denouncing. Like I say, I never say or renounce or say there is no devil. I don't deny the devil's existence.
Mm-hmm.
I deny his access into my life.
Right. And I've heard you say that many times.
And that's what we're saying here.
Yeah.
People can surrender themselves just as Adam and Eve surrendered themselves to disobedience, and they lost their power, their favor with God because they thought themselves to be in need and to be naked.
Mm-hmm.
So a devil, a demon can seize upon that moment. And what are devils and demons? Right here, a carnal mind that
carnal
is enmity
mind.
Against God. That can be anybody at any point and at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't reflecting. So when someone... I've been there. I've watched people that I thought, okay, this person has been possessed by something because this just isn't natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched people and I've, it has felt very much to me like I'm watching a play on television. So people can get involved in emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say who's doing what because I'm not all those places at all those times.
Right.
But can someone be possessed of a evil mind by a demon or a devil? Well, we see it throughout the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer, simple and short, is of course they can.
Mm-hmm.
If they become one with that entity, if they take on the same weak mind, disregarding, disrebellion, antichrist mind and heart, then yes, they can be.
Yeah.
I believe more often than not, it's someone that is deceived, as the Word tells, by their own minds.
They're
wrestling in their mind against the principality of their own thoughts, their own doings, their own disobedience, and when they repent, they're made free.
Yeah,
Satan can repent all day long, and he's not going to be made free. And do you know why? You can only be saved by faith.
That's right.
Satan doesn't need faith. He doesn't have faith because he's already seen God, and he renounced him, and he denied him.
Mm-hmm.
We have not seen God.
Mm-hmm.
We've accepted, and we have believed, and we've done it because of one thing. We have faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The devil knew he was Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Demons cried out and said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Word says that anyone that acknowledges him would be saved. So why weren't they?
Yeah.
Because only by faith are you saved, the Word says. And they don't need faith because they've seen him with their eyes and they have renounced him as God. So they have no salvation. But that's why when Thomas came to Jesus and said, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are all those who have not seen and yet believed.
Yeah.
The disciples one time said, how is it we're finding people who have not seen Jesus, but they believe in him in the same way we do?
Yeah.
And we've seen him.
Hmm.
It's because the Spirit of the Lord reveals who Christ is. And it is by the Spirit of God that we are free.
Mm-hmm.
So can a born-again believer filled with the Spirit of God be possessed by a devil? No.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Absolutely not. You cannot be, because God's temple cannot be indwelt by a demon spirit. God says, don't you know this is my temple? Jesus
temple
went into the temple
Ghost.
One time,
That's
turned
right.
over tables, and rebuked them. We know what he would do in his temple,
because
he did it in the natural temple.
Yes.
And he said, you've made this a den of thieves. This is called a house of prayer. We're a house of prayer. So whom God has sanctified, covered in his blood, Demons and devils cannot cross that bloodline. But Hallelujah. You can act like the devil.
Hallelujah.
You can walk in disobedience. Yeah. You can walk in disregard to God.
Yes.
And you can be disciplined. You can be corrected. You can be pruned. Amen. You can undergo a season in your life where God is going to prune you. Yeah. But better he prune you than uproot you.
I went through a season of pruning.
We all have, I think, yeah.
And, you know.
Tell me about it.
Yes. And I actually think this was good pruning. I feel like it's healthy to ask, what kind of pruning is this, God?
Yeah.
Right. I think that it's important to ask, and important to kind of self-reflect a little bit, because you want to make sure that you make whatever corrections. So if God is correcting you, then I want to receive the correction.
Yeah.
I don't want to deny whatever God is doing. And so I said, God, what is going on here? And I felt the Lord said, I'm pruning you. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. We were doing God's work. We had huge contract. We went through craziness, having that contract to move. We had to lay off a bunch of people. And here I am. Okay, God, you know, I believe it was from you. That's the crazy part. You know, I didn't really look for this. This kind of just fell in my lap. The opportunity came. I didn't even ask for this big contract. It was just like, we just asked for a little something. And then it was this huge contract. So, you know, I took it as, for whatever reason, and I got to the point where I didn't even need to know the reason anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need to know, God. It was comfort enough knowing that it was God's pruning.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to a place where I finally stopped seeing. I didn't know it. I had enough common sense to not say it, right? Because of what I've learned through the teaching. Like, I wouldn't say the devil, but what I did catch was a mindset that it was the devil.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal too.
It is.
I didn't say it, but I caught myself feeling, it was a feeling.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was the way I did describe it was, it felt like I was in someone else's hands and they were doing this.
Mm.
And then I thought about the saying, it's in God's hands. And I thought about, no, you're in God's hands.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I still saw squeezing. I still felt squeezing. But when my mindset shifted from being in someone else's hands, be it a person, an enemy, or whatever, because that's where I was, didn't know it, but I saw something else other than God.
And how did that make you feel?
Angry.
Right.
Angry. You're going to love this. It made me want to fight. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to, so in some ways, show, perform. I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
And so when I shifted from, I'm in God's hands, and it was still God squeezing. I had a revelation, and I knew the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And the love of God. And when I saw myself in God's hands, and whatever squeezing was taking place, and I knew that God was a good God, and I've always seen God's goodness, and I've always experienced that. Mm. Man, I've seen God do enough in my life to know He's good.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Even when it felt like hell was going around me. But if I could just feel, if I just knew that God was with me, we talked about that. God is with me. I'm in God's hands. Mm-hmm. And whatever squeezing is taking place, it's God doing his good and perfect work in my life. That changed everything. I was okay with the squeeze.
And then how did you feel?
I felt at rest.
Yeah.
There we go. I felt at rest. I felt welcoming to whatever was happening.
Yeah.
I was okay with it because I knew God was trying to get something good out of me and through me, right? And I trusted the process.
There you go.
I trusted the process. Okay, God, I don't know what's going on fully, but you do. And I know I can feel 100% I'm in your hands. Yeah. And here's the best phrase that we always need to hear. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. I am okay. Yeah. And it was the most peaceful, restful thing. You know, you wish that you can just put that into people, that feeling and that thought.
I understand.
And I understand. I empathize with people who are not there yet, right? And I try to help them as much as possible.
We're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now. And the best thing I can tell people is to stop seeing yourself in someone else's hands. You're not in the devil's hands. Because when we see ourselves there, it's chaos.
It is.
It
can feel fearful if you think you're not in God's hands.
Yes.
Yeah. And someone else has got.
You're in someone else's hands. Yeah. Hmm. But when I see myself in God's hands, I'm seeing protection.
Yeah.
Right. Just think of something precious in your hand.
Yeah.
You're just the idea of, you know, that covering,
like the apple of his eye.
The apple of his eye. This is my beloved, my precious one, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I saw myself.
It's beautiful. And that's powerful.
And it was beautiful. It was freeing.
And you can learn.
Yes.
The other mindset is to go into full-on warfare with the devil. What if the devil isn't doing it?
Hmm.
What if you're really rebuking God? And we have to, I mean, come on, we have to come, regardless of how long you've done it, or maybe even some people say, well, I've written all these books, I've preached all these messages.
Yeah.
I have, I've had some wonderful, I mean, there's been a lot of individuals, ministers and everything else that have said, you know what?
Yeah.
I had it wrong, and this is right. And they had enough of a willing heart to say, you know what? I've been blaming the devil for things that God was doing in my life. I actually been, you know, people, you're rebuking the hand of the Lord. If your steps are ordered by God, that means everyone.
Every single step.
Let's go as far back to as Job, Old Testament, oldest book. Let's go all the way back there. Who really did what? When it all boils down to, and this, we're looking Old Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, the Word says.
This is a great example.
The Word says God did it.
Yes.
The sum of it, God was trying to get a message through to his son, to his servant, to Job. And he got it through. And what God was doing was taking some arrogance out of his heart.
Come on.
So God could get his heart and his mind where he wanted it to be.
Come on.
So, I mean, what devil was he really fighting?
Mm-hmm.
What was that spiritual power? Okay, let's, with a word, that's fine. Keep, you know, if you want to hold on to your devil, I'm not going to make, I can't make you let him go. But trust me, he'll run if you just release him.
Yeah.
The Word says he will flee from you.
That's right.
but it was really Job that was fighting Job.
Mm.
It was really Job, his mind, because when Job surrendered, it's like Nebuchadnezzar, when they surrendered and just say, God, you are God of all, your ways are just and right, and I can't exonerate myself, only you can make me right and clean. Then God instantly restores everything's as it should be. It really is what God wants to do in our hearts and our minds. And God values his creation, his people, so much that he will take them through times that seem very trying.
Yes.
But he will take you through. You know, it's like, I've used this analogy before, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in the furnace. Well, why did they get thrown in there? Well, they said, listen, one thing we're going to make clear, we're not bowing down to any idol. We're not even taking any time to consider whether or not we would or wouldn't. We just won't.
Mm-hmm.
That's knowing, standing strong in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so the king throws him in there. He's furious. I think his face sounds like it was as red as the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
He did it hotter than it's ever been. Threw him in there, and they're walking around, but they're free. And they say there's a fourth man in the fire. Without that fire, we can't be in their position.
Mm-hmm.
Who would want to be in their position? It's actually a very safe position. Who was going to go in and hurt them? Who was going to go in and do anything negative or ill to them?
Stop.
They were in the safest place in the kingdom they could have been.
Who was dare? Who was going to be daring enough to go in?
Who would dare to say, I'm coming in after you? Since you won't die, I'm going to come in and kill you. And I've said it like this before. King said, can you come out? And they said, we can. But yeah. What if they had said, but, oh, King, can you come in?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer would have been, absolutely not. We know that because as strong as soldiers, when they approached the mouth of the flame, they fell dead.
Yes.
Who would have considered to even dare think that they would enter in that furnace? We may look at that furnace as, whoa, what a terrible place to be thrown into.
Mm-hmm.
What a glorious place to be thrown into. And you know what got them there?
Mm.
The king's anger and their faith.
Wow.
Which means God always rules, no matter how angry your adversary is.
Mm-hmm.
If your faith and your heart is set on God, we worship the Lord our God, and Him alone will we serve. And that's the bottom line. Okay, let's say religion had it right,
mm-hmm.
and the devil's out there, and he's trying to attack, and he's trying to destroy. What is the final victory? How do we get the victory at the end?
What point do we stop?
But where does the victory come from?
Right.
It's when we surrender to Christ and just glorify God and say, Father, like Jesus said,
the final victory.
Your kingdom come, right. Your will be done.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we start there in the first place and just mm-hmm. save a lot of time?
Yeah.
Since that's the ultimate outcome anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is when God is for you, nothing can be against you. You may not mm-hmm. enjoy the pruning, and that's the whole point. You know, Daniel didn't necessarily enjoy being thrown into the den, but God wanted to elevate him.
Mm-hmm.
And what God did was keep him secure. I mean, I can imagine the testimony if you had heard him talk, mm-hmm. you know, to his friends and mm-hmm. family and throughout the years, how great was it? I mean, we don't know what he experienced in there. We know mm-hmm. the story,
yeah.
but the glory of God covered him. And his enemies, when they came into the same spot, it was a totally different story.
Yeah.
When the soldiers came near the furnace, it was a totally different story.
Yeah.
Where God has you, it doesn't matter how hot the flame or how deep the sea, God will make you stand out so God bears witness that you are His and He is your God.
Come on.
No weapon formed against you can prosper. The devil just can't have his way. He can't just come in and possess anybody.
Come on.
You have to, listen, you have to believe the devil into your life in order for him to be in your life. You have to use your mm-hmm. faith, and you have to create that mm-hmm. profile in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, the one and only Redeemer, Lord, and Savior. And the only way that you can receive him into your life is you have to use your faith to believe that he is Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't tell me that the devil can do something
mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ can't.
Come on.
Don't tell me the devil can come into your life and invade your life when Christ won't do it unless you believe him into your life.
Right.
And that's the power of who Christ is. Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
God's glory being revealed.
Yes.
The devil has no authority, no legal right, no power. He cannot invade your life. He cannot interrupt your life.
Mm-hmm.
He can't throw you into a tailspin. He mm-hmm. can't derail you. You may be derailed,
mm-hmm.
but it's by either the consciousness, the mind, something in our hearts that needs pruned.
Mm-hmm.
We need to step back. We need to stop for a minute. We need to listen and see what God has to say. Nebuchadnezzar needed the same thing.
Yeah.
When he looked up and said, only God rules and God rules in the heavens, even his mind, a godless king, even in his mind, God restored him.
Wow.
If we would just acknowledge God, your enemy is gone.
Come on.
And that enemy is what the word said, casting down your own imaginations and thoughts that exalt yourself or themselves against God in thinking, the devil's trying to destroy me, people are trying to take me down. How about God has favored me?
Mm-hmm.
His hand of favor rests on me.
Mm-hmm.
He clothes me with his glory. He's taking me from glory to glory, from faith to faith.
Mm-hmm.
The devil certainly can't do what God won't do unless you believe. So the only way the devil can have any part of your life is if you believe him into your life and you accept him as your master, as your nemesis,
mm-hmm.
as a deity in your life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is the truth that there is no God but God.
Come on.
He is the one and only, always and ever with you and for you. He's God, he's good, and you just can't fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Devo. What a great season. What a great time. What a great opportunity to glorify God. I want to share with our viewers, if you will simply give God all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, I mean, what are you going to miss? I mean, what is lacking in just saying, God, you're Lord and there is no other power? I'm blessed and I cannot be cursed. I'm filled with your Spirit and only you fill this house.
Come on.
You lead me and only you lead me.
Yeah.
I know your voice and I cannot hear or follow a stranger.
Hmm.
So in my life and in my faith, I am an Emmanuelist. There is no God but God, no Lord and Savior but Jesus Christ and the one and only Trinity power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
Come on.
He fills us.
Yes.
And no other spirit can. When God has filled you, he takes up residency and he is Lord in it all and through it all. And to God be all the glory and praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Devo.
Amen. Thank you.
What a great time as always.
Thank you.
I prayed it answered a lot of your questions.
Oh, my goodness,
and,
yes.
And I know you get this, but I know there are a lot of questions
deeper,
in ministry.
Clarity.
And it helped. Jesus wants us to know him better and more. That's why Paul said, I pray for you continually, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better and know him more. Know him. The church knows everything way too much about the devil and not nearly enough about God.
Yeah.
God is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you know about him?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
God is perfect. How much time do you spend in the Word looking for God?
Hmm.
How much time do you spend looking for God in every crack and crevice in your home, in every area of your life?
Yeah.
Do you look to find him there? Do you look to see him there? Because he now, God, he is omnipresent in his fullness.
Amen.
He is there. How often do you look to see him in every area of your life?
Mm-hmm.
God is perfect. But don't let him be a perfect stranger.
Ah.
Get to know him.
Amen.
Know him better than you know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Know him more. Talk about him more. Make him the center of your life, and you'll always be centered.
Wow.
Amen. Praise God.
God be
glorified and praised. God bless every of you. Thank you for joining us. I pray that this has ministered to you, and I encourage you to listen to it again. Pick up your Bible. Go through it with us, and I think you'll find that you're more free than maybe you even believed you were. God bless you. Remember, you have the power to make this the greatest season of your life, here now, today.